Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Revi of Parshas Ekev. We have the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel and the Luchos Hashnios, and then Moshe Rabbeinu's description of the unique involvement in the Luchos Hashnios, Psal Lecha, which is like a microcosm of the idea of what the Luchos Hashnios are, a more human responsibility, a more human initiative, taking greater responsibility in many ways for Torah. It becomes like a Lo Bashamayim, he kind of an idea. V'chtov aluchos es hadvarim asher diber Hashem aleichem bahar mitoch ha'esh b'yom ha'kahal. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that, you know, he'll provide the materials, but provide the substance, I should say. Moshe Rabbeinu will provide the materials. Now, the usage of this term b'yom ha'kahal in conjunction with Maimed Har Sinai is a very critical term. The yom ha'kahal, you know, I would say, is really tarte mashma. Of course, the most basic level, it refers to what the Torah later says in Parshas Vayelech, Hakel Ha'am, Hanashim Ba'Taf. We understand Shaloki Shitas HaRamban, the Taf there actually refers to even the youngest of children as a way of recreating Maimon Har Sinai, the original Yom HaKahal, as is referenced here. Everybody was present. The second point is that's really what makes us a Kahal. It has formative aspects to it. Sadi Gon says, Klal Yisrael is a nation, not by virtue of some, you know, geographic reality or, you know, shared language or anything like that, but it has to do with the Torah. It's the Torah that makes us a Kahal. I don't think it's a surprise, right, then, you know, that everybody was there on the one hand, but also at the same time, you know, you could describe that as an Am, you could describe that as an Eda. There are many different ways of describing that. It's called B'nai Yisrael, but what makes us a Kahal, you know, is the idea of fealty towards a certain code, a certain shared vision. And, you know, I think it's mochrach, really. Paro was the first one to call Klal Yisrael an Am. Hinei Am B'nei Yisrael, Rav V'atzum Mimenu. And then, in addition to that, right, we have the idea of, you know, with the Karban Pesach, Kahal Adas Yisrael, Ben Harbaim. So the Kahal, you know, within that framework, is a very critical one. And what it relates to, I think in a very, you know, moving way, is the idea of, like we say, a shared set of values. The Rav used to like to call this the Masorah community, or the community, the covenantal community sometimes. You know, and that's a very critical idea. Now, I would just take this idea one step further and sort of say there is like a tzad hashava between these two notions of Yom HaKahal representing the fact that everybody was indeed there, and in addition to that, right, Yom HaKahal, you know, representing the idea that what makes us a nation, you know, is our status as, you know, or our shared vision as belonging to the Kahal Adas Yisrael that started with the Korban Pesach and repudiating Avodah Zarah, and then, of course, that came to Sinai and received all the Torah and mitzvos therein. And that, you know, tzad hashava, I think, is the idea that part of what makes the covenantal community distinctive amongst all other faith traditions is the simple reality that we believe, morasha kihilas Yaakov, right? That's interpreted by Chazal to mean that, you know, anybody has access to Torah. Every ish v'isha, Mizakein v'ataf, right? There's no idea of Torah somehow being reserved. You know, the Rambam gives unique voice to this in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel at the end of those halachos of, you know, kol ba'i olam, anybody who, you know, nadva rucho oso, that really to become like an honorary member of Shevet Levi, but even Shevet Levi themselves was self-selected, right? Mila Shem Milai. In many ways. And so in the idea of the totally exoteric nature of the halacha of the Torah, that we're, you know, to be a mystic and to be a prophet and a chacham adif minavi. And as the Rambam put it, right, in the context of his citation of that Gemara and Sukkah, that Torah Tivalana Moshe Mirasha Kilas Yaakov is the formative pasuk, the first pasuk that we teach all of our children, because it represents, you know, the idea of, you know, the accessibility of Torah. And it says the Keser Torah is Munach, Omer, Muchan, Kol Mishirotza, Yavo Vital. So that's part of the idea of everybody having been there, right? It's it's captured by that. So, you know, if the kahals are sadigon, that's what makes us a kahal. Everybody was present. Anashim, nashim, vitaf were present. And what's so critical about this and so vital is the idea that these two manifestations of kahal are really deeply related to each other. That, you know, when we talk about what it means to be part of this shared vision of Sinai, of the covenant, so a critical part of that vision is that, you know, Mamzer Tam Chacham Adif Mikoin Gadol Amaretz, that everybody has access to it. It's a question of priorities, a question of values, a question of investment, time and energy and resources, but that a person has the right and the responsibility to engage in this at the highest level. And that's part of what defines, you know, us as the Masorah community. We've noted in the past that, you know, Yisro was offended, our approach, specifically in the context of Matan Torah, Madua ata yoshev levadecha, Rashi says, kemelech, right? It sort of undercuts the democratic nature of Torah, that we want to, you know, create a broader system, not just for, you know, pragmatics and efficiency, but because this reflects a certain core Torah value.